Alderley Edge Tennis Club are this week's Cheshire Silk 106.9 Club of the Week. And to find out more about the club, I'm joined by Tennis Club Chair Ruth Samuels and Tennis Head Coach Stuart Murray. The tennis section has over 600 members and is one of four sports based at Alderley Edge Cricket Club.
The club was formed in 1870 as a cricket club, and tennis came on board shortly after that. We're now a four-section club with tennis, hockey, squash, cricket. The tennis section have about 450 adult members and about 200 junior members. So it's a large part of the club, and we're central to the club's well-being, as it were, as a section. We're not just a winter sport. We play tennis all year round, and we pride ourselves on the fact that we have a lot of social tennis players as well as team tennis players, and a very strong junior group as well. And we also open our club for coaching to members and non-members, and we welcome guests to come and play as well. So we're really quite an important part, we think, of the local Alderley Edge community, and we hope we add to everybody's well-being in the village.
It's been a busy period of development at the club, with improvements made on and off the court.
I think as a club, I think you're now looking at a venue that's got facilities that are unrivaled, really, as an outdoor club, tennis-wise, probably in the north of England. The recent developments that have happened in the club over the last couple of years that have seen artificial clay brought in and extra floodlights has really moved the club up a level, and it's a real drawing point for players of every level to come in. The facilities only enhance the ability to play all year round. With the additional floodlights, the surface is better even in poor weather. But the quality of the surface as well engages more performance level players as well. So we've seen a real increase in the standard of tennis from the beginners through to team players just by the facilities the club's got to offer. The court standard is excellent. It's commented upon by lots and lots of people, both members and people who visit the club, at every standard of play. The extra floodlights is always a massive help, because in the winter it's difficult to play after schools or after work if you've not got those facilities. So increasing the number of lights and the standard of the courts has really brought the club on a lot.
We're very lucky to have our 14 courts, and as Stuart mentioned, two, three years ago, we converted our old five grass courts, which had been pretty much unused except for a few good days a year. And those were the first courts to be converted to artificial clay. So as of March 19, we opened five new artificial clay courts. And then over this last lockdown, we converted another three of our Astro courts to artificial clay, because our members are just desperate to get on those courts. And I wouldn't say there's been a fight, because our members are very polite. But certainly the court booking system shows that those are very much the favoured courts. We've still got six Astro courts, and we do have some plans in the next few years to move those either to artificial clay or some other surface to renew those. So we over probably a 5 or 6 year period, we will have completely renewed our court surfaces. So grand plans, and we hope they come to fruition. But there's been a lot of hard work gone into the sort of journey that we've made so far.
For now, though, the courts at the club are currently closed due to the latest lockdown. But when they can reopen, they're looking forward to welcoming more people to the club.
Tennis boomed with the lockdowns, and it was one of the first sports that was able to come back after the first lockdown in May last year. And I think what we were able to show as a club was that we had that ability to take on or offer something for everybody. And whether it was a private lesson, whether it was group lessons in the different forms that we were allowed to run group lessons when we came back, whether it was social tennis, the club had something to offer for everybody. And the membership boomed with it. The coaching figures boomed with it. I took on two coaches during this period as well, which meant that we were then one coach more than we'd ever been. And it just reflects the boom that there was in tennis, but also how able the club are to deal with that and how accessible it is for everybody.
Yeah, and I think tennis is often seen as a sport that you can only play if you've played for years and you're good at it. But actually, we've got a really great pathway for both children and adults now to come into the club, get involved in coaching, in squads, in ladies' mornings, in social tennis, and maybe then move on to teams as well. And so we do try and welcome everybody. I mean, over lockdown this year, because we couldn't run social tennis sessions at some stage, and some of the people who joined the club didn't know who to play with, and we've tried quite hard to introduce them to people of their own standards. And we do have, you know, people who you know, I wouldn't say it's a speed dating operation, but we've tried to put people in touch with others of similar abilities and desires, and they've had a ball, actually. You know, there are groups who are new to the club who feel really comfortable there now. And, you know, we try to integrate new players coming in. And I think the social media, you know, the WhatsApp groups that allow people to communicate more easily with each other have really helped, because that's allowed us to include new members in probably more quickly than we ever would have been able to in the past.
It's 6 years this month since Stuart Murray became tennis head coach. During that time, the club's coaching programme has continued to go from strength to strength.
The programme was fairly small when I first got there, so it could only grow really, but it's done amazingly well over the time that I've been there. We peak at about 200 kids in the summer playing, plus adults. This is in the coaching programme. We have links with all our local schools, where we offer them free sessions. We go out to them, we run after schools clubs for them. Within the coaching program at the club, we go as young as 3 years old with our tots tennis. We go all the way through to adult coaching at every level and team tennis coaching. We're starting to try to develop the performance side of the juniors a little bit more. And we have had, I think it was somewhere in the region of 15 kids on the Cheshire County training in 2020, and they are continuing forwards into 2021, which I believe as a club is a really, really good total. And Cheshire LTA have been very positive about how we've grown that side of things as well. So there's something for everyone, really, whether you're a beginner, whether you're looking to play a lot more seriously, whether you want to be in a team as an adult, there's something for everyone to do. And the social side of it is always very strong at the club, and the social tennis for people who don't want to compete competitively, that's great opportunities as well. The timetable of things that you'll see down at the club means that the courts are busy, we're utilising the facilities that we've got, and we're offering something for everybody.
When they haven't been able to be on court, the club has continued to find ways to keep their members active, including in the latest lockdown.
It all sort of started in the first lockdown as a way to keep in touch with everybody who's on the coaching programme and members of the club. So that brought about these Come Join the Fun videos that I created on a YouTube channel. And we sent them out as like almost a weekly lesson or two lessons a week that went out to everybody. That were free of charge for people to just try, easily accessible in your house and your garden, that sort of stuff. And they really took off. A few local schools used them in PE lessons, and we had a bit of fun in some of the videos. We put serious coaching content into some of them, and then twisted them a little bit and used them for different things. So we had the VE Day, 75 year VE Day celebration, where I came up with an idea to get a 75-shot rally amongst members. So they sent me a clip of them doing a little ball skill and then hitting the ball. And that blew up. We went way past the 75. I mean, I think the rally, if you counted every touch of the ball, was in the hundreds. But I think there was 90-odd different people that were involved, which was great. I did a charity challenge. It was called the 2.6 challenge, which tied in when the London Marathon was on. And we came up with some silly little tricks that were on video for people to try, and people donated to a Just Giving page that I did, and that raised around 750 quid, which was for NHS Charities Together, which was great. And then we've done other little ideas on video. In November lockdown, we did some Q&A sessions with the coaching team, which people really liked. We found that quite fun. And then I think something that I've been really pleased with is this lockdown, to really focus on keeping people exercising, because it's a tough time of year to exercise. Came up with an idea called Exercise to the Grand Slams. So there's four tennis Grand Slams. There's Wimbledon, the French Open, or Roland Garros, the US Open, and the Australian Open that's on currently. Worked out the distance to travel to each of those, and set people a little task on the Strava exercise app of recording as a club every walk, run, bike ride that they do, not really knowing where it'd get to. And we very quickly covered enough distance to get to Wimbledon. Then suddenly we've reached Paris and done Roland Garros. I think about a week or two ago, we'd got to the US Open, which I never actually thought we'd manage, if I'm honest. And we're approaching halfway to the Australian Open. So that might be a bit of a tough ask, but we've done nearly 8,000 kilometres as a group. We are 65 people in that group at the moment, and they've done over 700 hours of exercise as things stand at the moment. So it's little things like that. I've managed to keep the club together, keep everybody active, keep people thinking about exercise and keep thinking about tennis. And it's really helped us, for when we come back to the club after lockdown, people still feel that they're taking part and the part of what's going on at the club, and they're very quickly back into the programmes or the social tennis.
With outdoor sports, including tennis, expected to resume in England at the end of March, the club and its members are looking forward to being able to be back on court. But for many of the club's members, the club is more than just a venue to play tennis.
You don't realise until you're not playing that actually it's the cup of coffee afterwards at the club, sitting outside on the cricket pitch, that is a big part of tennis, and it's a big part of people's lives. And that's really what I'm looking forward to. Yes, the exercise, yes, the tennis, but that social thing is really important for people's well-being. We're almost like a second home to people. You know, we're a big family, and we want to continue that. And yes, we are a tennis club, but there's more to it than that. And we've got an absolutely brilliant coaching team now that are fantastic at their job. They're brilliantly enthusiastic, and that helps us all. And as Stuart said, the standard of tennis at the club has improved over the 6 years that he's been at the club, and long may that continue, and long may the members enjoy the facilities and the environment and the social activity as well as the tennis in the future. But yeah, it's been a challenging year, but hopefully we'll get through it, and we do see a really bright future for us.
I think if anything positive has come out of the lockdowns, I think people have had to understand the importance of things like exercise for physical and mental states that we're in. And when we come out of the different lockdowns, hopefully they'll look to progress that exercise ability and join tennis clubs like we saw in the release from the first lockdown. And we'd love to be the people that offer them what they want to do. We're there with coaching, with social, just their own time on a tennis court. We can give everything down at Audley Edge Tennis. And I think it's a great opportunity for us as a club to offer our facilities out to people and give them what they're after when we're allowed, in whatever forms the roadmap allows us to release from lockdown, but we'll be there to offer what we can.
We have a website, so if you Google Audley Edge Tennis, you'll find us, and there's contact of both Stuart and myself, get in touch with us that way, and we'll be pleased to help advise the right direction and the next steps for you. come down and try out tennis, and we'll find the right place for you in the coaching groups or the social tennis or the team tennis, whatever standard. But talk to us and we'll help you find a spot in the tennis club where you find what you're looking for.